Auckland schools have recorded their fastest growth in 16 years. There are now 283,000 children attending schools in the region. That is 4,000 more since the same time last year. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
Mid-year roll counts show Auckland schools have been adding 2,500 to 3,500 children a year for each of the past 5 years. But this July, growth topped 4,000. That's putting pressure on schools that haven't felt it before, like Beachhaven in the north of the city. Principal Stephanie Thompson says she now has more than 460 children, 100 more than at the same time last year, and is expecting another 100 next year. The new pupils are coming from nearby Kaiangaora and private housing developments, some of which were delayed by the pandemic, what she calls the COVID interruptus effect. The school has two new classrooms arriving next year, and she doubts that will be enough.
They won't be here until term two, so I am hopeful that the Kaiangaora development will just be a little bit slower to come online, because if I get a rush, I literally don't have anywhere to put children. At this term, we're putting students into a dental clinic. We've opened a class in a dental clinic. So short of putting up some marquees on the field, we're not too sure.
Auckland's growth has happened despite the pandemic cutting more than 1,000 foreign students from the city's roll count and preventing new immigrants from entering the country. Stephen Lethbridge from the Auckland Primary Principals Association says COVID appears to have slowed growth at some schools, but others have seen no let up.
Immigration, with the borders being closed down, immigration has slowed, so therefore that growth has plateaued. And in other regions where it's growing, it's for people moving into new developments and shifting houses.
Steve Hargraves from the city's secondary principals says he's surprised by this year's growth and suspects it could be due in part to New Zealanders returning home. He says the scale of the increase has serious implications.
If you work on a ratio of about 1 to 20, we're talking about 200 teachers and 200 classrooms. Now, you can't just, you know, produce teachers, train teachers in classrooms on the spot. There's a lead time to all of this, and that's where I think some schools might start to bulge at the seams or struggle to cover classes.
But parts of the city are seeing some declines. The principal of Balmoral School in Mount Eden, Malcolm Milner, says the number of five-year-olds enrolling from within the neighbourhood is down.
In my new entrance year one class, we've seen a big drop-off in a number of enrolments. Normally we'd be up to between 80 and 90. I think we're running around about 45 to 50 this year, so that's a big drop-off.
He says the fall might be because houses have become too expensive for most families with small children. That's not going to be the picture for most Auckland schools. The ministry's expecting nearly 60,000 more school children in the city by 2030. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko John Gerritsen tēnei.
In a statement, the Ministry of Education's Deputy Secretary for Sector Enablement and Support, Katrina Casey, said, "There is no doubt that we have been in a period of population growth that has affected schools in Auckland, and that includes this year. We know that from 2017 to 2030, we need 60,000 new student places in Auckland, and around 24,500 of those places are funded and at various stages of construction. We continually work with schools to ensure they have the space they need and are as confident as we can be that schools in high growth areas such as Auckland have the capacity. The primary measures we use to help schools manage growth include putting in place or changing existing enrolment schemes and building new teaching spaces,"